Aaron Portsline, beat reporter for the Columbus Blue Jackets, joins us. Aaron, this is a very unique situation. Did you ever get an explanation why the NHL felt the need to have to start the game at zero rather than just pick it up from where it had been played?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a two-pronged explanation. The first part is this, because this is what we did before with Detroit and Nashville when Yuri Fisher had his scary incident. There had been a score at that point, and they did pick it up again, those two teams later. The reason they started over is because the people in Dallas who are buying tickets tonight, in the league's view, deserve to see a 60-minute, at least, hockey game, to not see a partial game. And so that and the fact that there is precedent and it seemed to work okay before is why they're doing it this way.
Interesting, Aaron. So if Horton's not playing, this is clearly going to be the first time in National Hockey League history a guy will be credited with a goal on the score sheet without being in uniform.
Yeah.
That's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you want to take it a step further, he's going to score literally in no time flat, because the goal will be credited officially at 0-0-0 of the first period. It will not, however, be counted as the fastest goal ever scored in NHL history. That goal, 5 seconds shared by three different players. But yeah, Nathan Horton has already scored tonight, and the game hasn't started, and he's not playing in the game. How bizarre. What if he does? What if no one else scores? What if it ends 1-0? He'll get a game-winning goal. Would both goalies get shut out?
Yeah,
this is sidebar city waiting to happen,
well,
isn't it?
That's another great question, Aaron. What happens to the goals against average in this game? And does Dallas's starting goaltender automatically, when he makes his first save, does he have a 500 save percentage?
You know what? What the league has said is that no other.
Okay.
What's the official word? All other statistics, other than the goal and the two assists, Calvert and Wisniewski also get assists. All other statistics have been expunged. So Curtis McElhinney, who played 632 of shutout hockey and I think made five saves, none of that counts. Never happened.
Huh. Aaron, you've walked the corridors of Nationwide for a long, long time now.
Yes.
You can clinch a playoff spot tonight. We know that's not a common occurrence. In fact, just once before, unless my memory does not serve. How's the buzz in Columbus over this possibility?
Well, it's interesting, and you're right. This would be number two. Looks like it's going to be number two in franchise history. The buzz has been slow to pick up. There are significant trust issues between the hockey team and the hockey fans in town. But it really has started to take off. The atmosphere last night was fantastic. It sure felt like a sold-out building, even though there were 2,000 empty seats. The attendance in the last half of the home season is about 2,300 fans above what it was in the first half of the home season. I think people finally are starting to believe that they've got a legitimate hockey team here in town. If you go back 100 games, this is a team that has, I believe, the fifth or sixth best record in the entire league over that span. This is the longest sustained stretch of success for the Blue Jackets in franchise history. But with all of the losing, all of the heartbreak, all of the tens of thousands of dollars that some fans have spent on season tickets, it's taken them a while to dig out here. Mm-hmm. They still have work to do. But I think there's a sense in the city that everything now finally is headed in the right direction.
Aaron Portsline joins us. Aaron, looking at Columbus, man, last night, that game, the reaction in the building. Now, you've been there, of course. They've had one playoff run. They've never won a playoff game before. But it just seemed to me, like with the cannon and everything else, like this is the loudest it's ever been. Like, these Blue Jacket fans are really into it. Is that how it is in in Columbus? Is there a real buzz around the Blue Jackets, maybe more than ever before?
Well, I wouldn't say more than ever.
Okay.
That might be a little too easy, but this is pretty rare. I mean, this has not been obviously the standard for the last several years. This city got really excited in 08-09, if you remember. Ken Hitchcock was the coach. Steve Mason was the rookie goaltender who had an incredible year. They had so many young players. It looked like they were getting ready to take off as an organization. But also the early years of this franchise, the first 3 or 4 years, they were sold out with regularity.
Mm-hmm.
And the building was a great place to see a hockey game the first couple of years. That has faded. That the novelty is gone. Now the losing has taken over. But it is starting to come back. It was really loud last night. These people are starting to feel comfortable exposing themselves emotionally to their hockey team, but you're starting to sense it now.
You know, it's interesting, Aaron. You know, a lot of what's happening in Columbus now, certainly not all of it, but some of it, was put together by Scott Housen, who's now here in Edmonton, going through the struggles that we know the Oilers are going through. I remember talking to Scott. I'd phone him down in Columbus to, you know, league buzz. What about this Ryan Johansson going into the draft? Do you want Johansson? So on and so forth. You know, people, do you want to trade Ryan Johansson? Nope, not letting him go. This is a kid now who's in full bloom, a bona fide young star. I guess it's another tale that patience pays off if you're willing to wait, because this looks like a pretty special young hockey player now.
It certainly does. And you're right. Scott Housen deserves an enormous amount of respect and credit for what this franchise has become. He swung the Rick Nash trade, which has transformed the organization. He swung the Sergei Bobrovsky trade, which was mocked a bit at the time. Who wants this guy? He's been an incredible goaltender.
Yep.
He swung Foligno. I mean, you can go on and on. He drafted Johansson. He drafted Murray. Jarmo Kekalainen is going to be a very good GM, I believe. But you can't really look at this team and appreciate it without recognizing what Scott Housen did. As for Johansson, I mean, the bloom, you used the word bloom. It's a great word for this kid in his career. What has taken off for him is red line forward. He is a dominating offensive player. Now, he controls the pace of games, which is such a hard thing to do at this level. So few players can. He has really awakened this year. He's never been an offensive threat. His first 2 years, you almost never saw anything in his game that would suggest this kid's going to score 30 goals next year. But he wants the puck. He's extending the play with the puck. He's got an unbelievable shot. And he's starting to really figure out how to get goals, how to be an offensive superstar in this league, and he's nothing short of that right now.
Aaron, how's Jack Johnson playing?
Well, you know, it's a different answer probably every couple weeks, but after a really bad start, and you remember the Olympic blow-up, he's been a really good hockey player. I mean, he was at minus 14. I think he's at minus 5 now. Eats heavy minutes, physical player. He's been pretty good. He has been really, really a pretty good player now for a long stretch of games.
Is his decision-making process still the biggest concern in his game?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. It's the microprocessor. It's the little moments of the game, the unusual moments that you can't prepare for. How do you process the game? Kids like Ryan Murray, the brain moves so fast. They diffuse situations. Jack still struggles with that a little bit. He's got the body of a number one. He's got a lot of the skills of the number one. It's the little moments, the finer moments that still befuddle him sometimes. I think he's learned to simplify. When his game is best, he simplifies. And they've paired him with Dalton Proud, who's a really physical, rugged player. And I think that's helped him a little bit, too. He's not the defensive pressure maybe isn't there with him as it has been in other situations. But yeah, there are still sometimes some brain cramp moments where you wonder, what was the thinking there?
Yeah. Aaron, I'm looking at your team from afar, of course. My question is this. Do you think the Blue Jackets are built for playoff hockey? And I ask because, you know, they don't outscore a lot of teams. The offense is okay. You know, they're not airtight when it comes to defense, although the goals against is, again, okay, but they found a way to win a lot of close games. We know things shut down. The clamps get put on in playoff hockey. It looks from the outside like they may be well suited to the playoff situation.
Yeah, this is still a good question for me. I think there's a sense that this team could win maybe a war of attrition, if you want to look at it that way, where they play a style that maybe a really skilled team doesn't worry about for one game or for two games. But by the fourth or fifth game, if should it get that far, you kind of don't like Boone Jenner anymore, and you're kind of tired of Matt Calvert, and you're irritated with Jared Bohl and Blake Como, and these guys just kind of keep coming. They're that kind of team. Frankly, I think they need to play against the Pittsburghs, the Bostons of this league, with less of a sense of awe. I still get that sense when they play those guys. They're 0-7-1 against Boston and Pittsburgh combined.
Yeah.
Unless they get out of the wild card spot, that's who they're going to be facing. They have to lose that sense of awe, or it's going to be a quick run in the playoffs just like it was in 08-09.
Aaron, enjoy the game tonight. Should be an interesting one. Huge playoff implications. Columbus can clinch with a win, and, of course, Dallas is battling Phoenix. So it should be an entertaining game, and Columbus has the advantage, up 1-0 before it even starts.
Before it even starts, before the national anthem's even sung.
I appreciate it, Aaron. Thanks for your time.